This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you watch shows like The Americans or It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia or Louie, John Landgraf is the guy to thank. Well, Landgraf and his creative team, he is the CEO of FX Networks. And this summer at a big Television Critics Association meeting, he did something unusual for a TV executive. He said there is too much television out there. So many shows that audiences are overwhelmed and missing out on the really great stuff. And that, in fact, there is a television content bubble. If ever there was a business model conundrum, that's it. So we called him up to talk about it. John Landgraf, welcome to the program.
Happy to be here.
How do you know, or why do you say, I guess is a better question, why do you say there's a content bubble now in television?
Well, I can't prove it. I can tell you that I went, as someone who does this professionally, from being able to keep track of every show, and know what the show was about and know something about who was making it, is it good or bad, to absolutely not being able to keep track of every show. Couldn't tell you if you put me in a room. I could probably name half those shows by title. Hmm. You know, what ends up happening then is you have more difficulty having a coherent dialogue on a national basis about what television shows were great, what television shows were important, which ones were addressing issues or introducing us to characters we'd never seen before. That seems to have kind of fractured and broken down to a large extent at the moment.
Yeah, but why can't you, I guess, as a programmer, simply trust consumers to find what is out there? Because we know what we like. I mean, we're fickle, yes, but once we find something good, we stick with it.
I don't think that you're the consumer in this sentence, can find what you like best. I think that you can find things that you like because there's so much good television that you're never going to run out of a supply. But if your goal was to find the things that you would like best, I think you'll have limited amount of success because I think you have no way of navigating and really finding, the very best things. And I think even the critics can't help you do that anymore because they can't. They don't have a consensus about around what it is. And I feel that ultimately the net effect is that, you know, the consumers love television, and I know this is heretical to say this, but they love it a little bit less because there's too much of it.
So here's the courage of your convictions question. When are you going to start canceling or not putting shows on to get your really great stuff out there and take the lead in this?
Well, we do cancel shows. We cancel really good shows. We canceled a show called Married that is a really good show, and there are many people that really love it. And
yeah, but we're talking about great here, John, not really good.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, you said courage of our convictions. Yeah. The answer is you got to cancel a good show so that you can try to make a great show. But on the other hand, we have a great show on the air right now called Fargo. Fargo season one was the most critically acclaimed television show in America last year. The second cycle, which is currently on the air, has been widely judged by critics to be better than the first cycle. And yet the audience for it is a little bit down.
So what do you do with that? How do those meetings go on Monday mornings when you guys look over the numbers and go,
We live in the courage of our convictions, which is to say, what can we do other than make shows that are great? And ultimately, I believe that Fargo will be watched, you know, a great deal over the next 10 years because it's just that good. But the reality is that in this moment in time, this show, which will probably once again be the most critically acclaimed show in America, is getting drowned out by a lot of other shows that are good or some of them mediocre because essentially there's too much television.
How much of the subtext of this idea, this thought that you have about too much TV is rooted in it being simply harder for you and everybody else in this business to find audiences?
It is somewhat rooted in that because if you accept the premise that television is a mass medium, ultimately you have to be able to aggregate a mass audience. And so too many shows, too many new entrants creates a bubble. And ultimately what happens to bubbles is, you know, they deflate eventually and you come back to some kind of more sustainable business model with a sustainable number of series. But back to the premise of your question, there's no question that I and everyone else who's marketing television is having more and more difficulty getting your attention because there's so many shows clamoring for your attention.
John Landgraf, the CEO of FX. We'll call you back in a year, John. We'll figure out if your theory was right, all right?
Okay.
All right, be good.
Good to talk to you, Kai.
Bye-bye now.